It's time for the special MFR edition of the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck. Brought to you by TD Angus at Rischel Ranch.
Monday night at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas in round five came out hotter than a plate of casino buffet jalapenos, if you know what I'm saying. The Territorial Rodeo Update from the NFR in Vegas is coming your way next.
Trey Wasserberry here with TD Angus at Rischel Ranch in North Platte, Nebraska. Join us this Friday, December 12th, for our big commercial female sale at North Platte Stockyards, where we will sell over 1,000 head of bred heifers and coming 3- and 4-year-old Angus spring calving cows. Featuring consignments from Miller, Glade, Nelson, and the Stromsberger Ranches, and also the complete dispersion of the early calving Pioneer Ranch cows, all coming 3-year-olds from Tryon, Nebraska. We will start the day with tours for producers at the new sustainable beef plant at 10:30 a.m., followed by a certified Angus beef lunch at North Platte Stockyards, and the sale starting immediately after at 1 p.m. After the sale, join us for a cocktail hour and NFR viewing party at the legendary North 40s Chop House. Join us for a big day in Cowtown this Friday at North Platte Stockyards for a commercial female sale where we will sell the most of the best. Look us up on Facebook or call North Platte Stockyards for more information.
Hey, let's start in the bareback riding where Rocker Steiner walked off like a rock star. An 89-point dust buster on Lunatic Haven, which was the horse of the year, by the way, was worth $36,000 and a Wheaties-sized confidence boost. Hey, by the way, Kansas Cowboy Jess Pope was steady with an 86, landing 10th in the round, but still sitting 4th in the average. Garrett Shadbolt from Merriman, Nebraska, split 7th with an 86.5, keeping himself 8th in the average, and South Dakota's Mason Moody didn't hit the pay window last night.
Hold me.
Steer wrestling. Minnesota's own and Purple Wave warrior J.D. Struxness clocked in a 4.0 last night. That was good enough for fourth. Alberta's Scott Ginther took the win with a lightning fast 3.4.
Whoa.
Saddlebronc riding belonged to Australia's Damian Brennan. He lit up the Thomas and Mack last night with a 90-point burner. It was sweet. Kansas Bronc hand Weston Patterson finished 13th with an 83.25. And Colorado's Luke Mackey didn't place but keeps on swinging.
Well, you can't give up.
Let's roll to tie down rope, and it saw Nebraska's Riley Pruitt cash a check, splitting 5th with an 8.1. Johnny Douch took the round with a 7.4.
Damn, one hell of a stud.
Barrel racing, Carly Otero smoked the pattern 13.43 to grab her second go-round buckle of the NFR.
Girl.
And the moment of the night came in the bull riding. Kansas Cowboy J.R. Stratford. Wow, he's back in a big-time way. After injuries kept him out in 2022, he delivered a massive 90.5-point ride to win round 5 and soak in every bit of that redemption.
I'm back.
There you go. That's your NFR roundup for round 5 from Vegas. Big scores, big checks. We'll go to round 6 tonight. Shout out to TD Angus at Rischel Ranch, DiscountWesternWear.com, Purple Wave Auction, and Sioux Steel Company.